a U.S. appeals court overturned the 5-count criminal conviction of former National Security Advisor John Poindexter, who had received a 6-month prison term. As in the Oliver North reversal, Poindexter's lawyers argued that prosecutors improperly used dramatic testimony to Congress that was given under immunity. They also contended that the trial judge gave wrong instructions to the jury, and that while Poindexter may have misled Congress, he did not lie. Poindexter, a retired Navy admiral, was the highest-ranking White House official convicted in the secret scheme to sell weapons to Iran and divert the profits to the Nicaraguan Contras. Also today, the former chief of Latin American policy at the State Department learned the price of lying to Congress. Correspondent Rob Armstrong covered Elliot Abrams' sentencing in U.S. District Court. Rob?
Bill, the former Assistant Secretary of State was sentenced to 2 years probation, a suspended sentence. The judge said he didn't feel that incarceration was required. He was also sentenced to 100 hours of community service to, as the judge said, make it known to other lawyers why they must rely on what they said in their oath at times and that ethical considerations must come into play. So Elliot Abrams, who pleaded guilty to 2 counts of lying to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, gets no jail time. And the decision, I just spoke to John Poindexter's attorney a short while ago. He told me that he has to study the opinion. The special prosecutor, however, Lawrence Walsh, says that while he's studying it, he may indeed appeal this case to the Supreme Court.
Walsh's track record so far on getting convictions to stick in sentences is not very good, is it?
Not at all. Oliver North's has been overturned, and of course now the key player, the highest ranking member of the Reagan administration to face criminal charges, John Poindexter, who was convicted on 5 felony counts in connection with his role in the Iran-Contra scandal, has now had his conviction overturned, but it's also been remanded for further consideration, which means the case is not over yet, although indeed it may, for all intents and purposes, be over.
Again, John Poindexter's Iran-Contra convictions overturned today, and former Assistant Secretary of State Elliot Abrams got 2 years probation. CBS News Update. With Rob Armstrong, I'm Bill Lynch.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. 2 major players in the Iran-Contra arms for hostages case won't be headed to jail. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has more from District of Columbia Federal Court.
The district court sentenced Elliot Abrams to 2 years probation and 100 hours of community service for lying to Congress. Abrams, then Assistant Secretary of State, pleaded guilty to charges he did not tell the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he personally solicited $10 million to help the Nicaraguan Contras from the Sultan of Brunei. While Abrams was being sentenced on the fourth floor, one floor up, a federal appeals court was reversing former National Security Advisor John Poindexter's conviction for his role in the Iran-Contra affair. The appeals judges held that because the independent counsel failed to show that Poindexter's immunized testimony before Congress was not used against him at trial, the convictions were reversed on all counts. Independent counsel Lawrence Walsh says no decision has been made on whether he will appeal to the Supreme Court. Rob Armstrong, CBS News at U.S. District Court, Washington.
The second floor of a Massachusetts motel near the New Hampshire border collapsed this morning. Kevin Harrison is with the Salisbury Fire Department.
There was a major building collapse at the El Rancho Motel on Salisbury Beach. It's an older style 50s building that was being remodeled. We have a report of at least 2 confirmed dead and at least 5 others trapped.
One witness described the scene as chaos. Prosecution or persecution? Israeli police have recommended that a leading Palestinian advisor to the Middle East peace talks be prosecuted for allegedly breaking Israeli law, that by contacting the Palestine Liberation Organization. But Hanan Ashrawi says Israel is just trying to shut her up. Amnon Rubinstein is a pro-peace member of the Knesset.
This would be an absurdity which no democratic society could contemplate.
Ashrawi vowed that Palestinian representation in the peace talks will continue no matter what happens. Senate debate has resumed on legislation to extend unemployment benefits for many Americans whose checks have run out. Senators squabbled late into the night over changes, or I should say charges, that some states unfairly get longer extensions than others. Senate leaders hope to finish up work on the bill and send it off to the White House later today. More reported trouble for David Duke's campaign for governor in Louisiana. White supremacist Tom Metzger, Duke's first campaign manager, told California's North County Blade Citizen newspaper that he once saw Duke liberally using cocaine. Duke has denied the charge. The New York State Corrections Department announced this morning that 12 inmates and 1 guard in the state prison system have died after contracting a virulent new strain of tuberculosis. The TB is said to pose a deadly threat to inmates, employees, and others. The prison chief called it drug resistant. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11.86 at 3051.65. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
I have a question for David Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea. David, just how fresh are Bigelow herbal tea bags?
They're so fresh, we hired a guard to protect the flavors.
Come on. How do you fit a guard in a tea box?
Well, it isn't exactly a guard.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a fresh pack. It's a tea bag overwrap that seals the freshness and flavor in and keeps everything else out.
Well, does it really make a difference?
You bet. When you open the fresh pack, you can smell the difference. One whiff will tell. The tea is as fresh as the day it was packed.
Like the wonderful flavor of lemon in I Love Lemon?
That's what makes it the perfect warm-up on a bone-chilling night.
I'll say, and I also love the fresh, minty flavor of Mint Medley.
Isn't that a great after-dinner substitute
mm-hmm.
for dessert?
So Bigelow Herbal Teas promise no caffeine, great flavor, and
our fresh pack.
To make certain.
Your last cup of Bigelow Herbal Tea is as fresh as the first.
Discover Bigelow Herbal Teas next to the Constant Comment in your favorite store. Bigelow, America's first family of tea.
Two trains collided in a railway tunnel south of Taipei, Taiwan today. Officials are calling it that country's worst ever train accident, with reports of at least 29 people dead, over 100 others hurt. Libya is demanding that the investigation of the terrorist bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 in December 1988 be turned over to a neutral committee. The Libyan Foreign Ministry has categorically denied any link to the bombing that killed 270 people. U.S. and British authorities yesterday indicted two Libyan intelligence officials in connection with the attack. The White House says President Bush is talking with allies about a coordinated international response. Cheyenne Brando, the daughter of actor Marlon Brando, has been arrested in France. Brando is wanted in Tahiti on complicity charges related to the death of her former lover. Dag Drolet was shot to death by Cheyenne's brother Christian Brando in Los Angeles last year.